Oh, but they make your meal and your rich, you know.
What about the place up in the top of the barn where you put your hay?
That's loft. That's a loft, man. Up in the loft, you know.
Yeah.
Put so and so in the loft.
Remember that.
Well, what if you, you have to put some hay outside and put it in a pile? What do you call that?
Call a haystack.
Haystack.
Sometimes we didn't have room for it, or for a fire, and we'd put up this big pole, you know, and lay some boards and things, old pieces of fat wood down there, and then you'd start your stuff around it, you know, your the bundles of hay, I mean, not hay, but the bundles of fodder, and then build it right on up, right on up, right on up, you know, till you get clear to the top of that thing, you know. And then then the air goes through it and it dries it out.
What about, you know, a place like the top of hay, it's just four poles and a roof over it, you know, it's open, just put hay on it, keep the rain off of it.
What would it be? Well, that wouldn't be a shelter, would it? It wouldn't. I don't know.
But I'd call it a shelter, a shed or something.
Yeah, shelter, a shed, either one or something. I don't even know.
We never did have that trouble.
No, that's the truth.
What about, you know, when you cut a hay in the field, what do you call these little piles?
I don't know whether, you know, we'd always rake it in rips. It'd be rips, you know, rake it, the hay in rips, and then they'd go along and scoop up these rips and put it on these stacks and things, you know.
They tighten bundles and
look. Yeah, well, not the hay, they don't.
That's
the
right,
fodder,
the hay, I'm talking
fodder
about.
You pull it and hang it on the corn stalk, you know.
Yeah, I remember now.
And then you take it down about four of them things or five, and then you have you a little piece of that, and you reach out. I've tied the many of a bundle of fodder and bring it around and do it around like this, and then just carry it around there and poke that back under there in that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Thing, you know?
Yeah, I remember now. I used to hang you when the one went along pulling it, hung it on the cornstalk.
Yeah, hung it on the cornstalk.
And you had
and
to
come back pull of a morning by after dinner, a while before a cloud come up. Or if we heard it thunder, we'd all run hard as we could, and somebody'd go to tie and we'd go to tow him and putting it on around this stack and get it stacked up before the rain come on it, because the rain damaged it, you know, made it not as good. And but we'd just hang it from the morning till in the afternoon, you know, in the evening, then we'd take it up. You know, no cloud didn't come up, we'd let it hang till we'd pull, and then let it hang till late in the evening, and then we'd start back over where we started that morning and go to taking it up, you know. That's what they had to feed their mules on. With the corn that they made, you know.
What about, what's the name of the place
where
you keep the cow?
Well, we just said cow loft. Cow pen. You know, when we keep them in a pen outside, we didn't have shelters way back then. We'd have to pen the cows, and we called it the cow pen. Well, we're going to the cow pen to milk, you know, we're going to the cow pen to turn out the cows, and we keep our calves in there all day, you know. And so we call it the cow pen, you know.
What about
the
place where you keep horses and mules?
That's the mule lot, call
the mule lot.
Mule lot.
Say it's the cow pen and the mule lot.
Y'all eat them, those tea cakes.
We're going to eat them. We'll eat them for
some. I'll make some more. It don't take but a few minutes to make them. Angie, don't you want that anymore?
Do you have a special place where you use to milk the cows when they're outside?
Yeah, we call that the cow lot. We just call that the cow lot. Mm-hmm. You know, but now the cow pen is where we'd pen them overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But then we call that the cow lot where we'd have them, where we could part them off and milk them, you know.
Yeah, they used to, I remember, if you had a cow that would kick or something, you had a little thing to put her in.
Yeah, a brake.
A brake, and you tied her leg.
Yeah, I know. And then, too, a long time ago, usually you'd part off your calf, you know, run him in another place. But, you see, now in my time, when I milked, I had me a rope and a...